Omkareshwar, a pilgrimage through time. Located 140 kilometers from Ujjain, Omkareshwar gets its name from the Shiva temple, Omkareshwar Mahadev, the seat of one of the 12 Jyotirlingas. Now, stretch your imagination while looking at the map of the city. The Mandata Parbat, mountain, river island that houses Omkareshwar and Narmada River together form a rough shape of Om, a holy symbol of reverence for Hindus. As per the Hindu belief, pilgrims circumambulate the mountains considered holy, for example Kailash, Govardhan, Gurner, etc. Mandata Parikrama has a similar significance. During my visit, I completed the Parikrama and discovered enthralling heritage architecture nuggets. Mandata Parikrama begins. The 7-kilometer Parikrama route takes you on a veritable heritage trip across the medieval central Indian Parmar Kingdom. Heritage gems ranging from modest Gadarishwara temple and elaborate Siddhanath Baradwari or Baradari, 12 doors, to the ruins of an auditorium and the iconic Gaurisamnath temple, much of these ravaged by Aurangzeb, lie on this route. Early on during the Parikrama, you walk the route along the Narmada River. The terrain is undulating but the view, scenic. To complete the spiritual aura of the route, stone billboards with the teachings of the Gita accompany the devotees. Midway through the first climb on the route, is an ancient temple, Kadareshwar Mahadev. Built by the Parmar rulers during the 13th century, the temple follows a pancharatha, 5 chariots, style architecture or 5 offset projections in the temple plan. Beyond Kadareshwar Temple. Here on, we are in for a tougher hike. The broad cobblestone steps through most of the climb are none too kind on the knees. A few hundred meters further up, a gentle descending gravel path takes you to Narmada Kaveri Sangam, confluence. A refreshing holy dip here helps you take on the rigor of the trek ahead. But before embarking on the rest of the journey, remember to take the blessings of Rinmukeshwar Mahadev, the god who frees you from debts. The golden yellow painted temple is just around the corner with the small sanctum sanctorum. Monkeys thrive here. Halfway through the Parikrama. Walking past a few small temples and idols of a variety of gods, you cross the Dharamrajdwar gate. Dharamrajdwar is dedicated to Yudhishthir, the eldest of the 5 Pandava brothers from Mahabharat. The next milestone is an impressive ancient structure, the Gaurisamnath Temple. It lies near the midpoint of Parikrama. The Shiva Linga at the ground level of Gaurisamnath Temple is 6 foot tall. Belief is it has magical powers. There are 2 more levels to this edifice and you climb up a very narrow, winding staircase to get up there. Before going any further from this temple, pilgrims pay their obeisance to Late, pronounced Late, meaning lying down, Hanuman. A sharp left from there and you see a gigantic 90-foot idol of Lord Shiva. From here on, the circumambulation route takes you through 2 more gates, the Chansurajdwar, dedicated to Nakul Sahdev, and Bhimarjundwar. Steeped in the Hindu epic Mahabharata, these gateways have a story of their own. Chansurajdwar lies on the highest point of the island. At sunrise, the first sun rays fall on it and you can see the island moon rise here. Remarkable ruins. The pathway ascends as you cross these gateways and you find friezes and artifacts strewn along the route. A closer look and you discover an ancient structure of indeterminate purpose. It was perhaps an amphitheater. The exquisite stone carvings make you marvel at the craftsmanship of the artisans from the Parmar era. Another kilometer ahead, Siddhanath Baradwari, Baradari, reflects more of this craftsmanship. Pilgrims still pray at this 13th century temple. Well-proportioned elephant bas-reliefs adorn its raised platform. As you go up the platform, an imposing entrance corridor lined with giant, carved pillars takes you to its sanctum sanctorum. Soon after, the gigantic Bhimarjundwar marks the exit to the Omkareshwar temple where the Parikrama culminates. The Jyotirlinga at Omkareshwar appeared by itself as a Swayambhu Linga. But, close to the circumambulation route lies Manleshwar Temple. King Mandada established it. Later, Ahilya Bai Holkar built the Manleshwar Temple. A visit to this temple is a must for completing the pilgrimage. While Omkareshwar is a pilgrimage for devotees, much of the architecture and ruins contribute to its being a heritage gem for heritage hunters. Heading out for the parikrama soon?